Good morning, everyone. Good to be with you all today. And we may not know what tomorrow may bring, but we do know that the Lord goes before us. And I picture that ship out on a dark night with a tremendous torch as its light. You know, like the pillar of fire guided them at night through the wilderness and the cloud by day. I just can picture that tremendous pillar of fire on that ship at night through the darkness, and people on the shore looking out saying, "What is that? I've never seen anything like that. That's not a illumined light of a ship. There's something different." And this tremendous pillar of fire on this ship that we're on, taking us out to sea where God will illuminate our way. So praise the Lord. He did it then. He'll do it now. So God is going to lead us through all obstacles that we may face. And Debbie, I thank God that you keep hearing that. And we're going to keep saying that and keep encouraging you to know that God is in control. All you got to do is get on the ship that goes out to sea with Jesus, and it's better to be at the in the storm with Jesus at sea than safe on the shore without him. So I praise the Lord for you as you continue to confess that trust and faith in the Lord. It goes a long way. Anyone have any testimonies this morning? I do want to bring a couple things for your attention for a couple people to pray for this morning.
Announcements? Mm-hmm. I guess they're announcements. one thing I wanted to say, I just wanted to publicly acknowledge and thank Pastor Mark for all that he does and has done for many years at keeping these grounds nice. Mm-hmm. And I even told him this morning, you know, that I enjoy the flowers, the beds, the mowed grounds, and not only that, but he tries to time the mowing so that when we come on Sunday, the whips aren't up already. But he's done it for many years, but I also appreciate, and appreciate means I have a sense, and greater than that, an understanding and a knowledge of what it takes to keep it looking nice. It's not a simple thing and a sacrifice. He has done this for years. So I just wanted to mention that because I know we're all grateful and it often is.
Appreciate it.
So thank you so much. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Cheryl.
The study that we're doing on Wednesday night's prayers that heal the heart, and we're going to continue that. It'll finish up at the end of August, the last Wednesday night in August. And as we were singing this one song where really was touching me, Jesus crucified and laid behind a stone. He lived to die. I mean, that was his whole purpose for living, was so that he could die. He was rejected and alone. And that word rejected came out because that's one of the things that we've learned in wounds in the heart are rejection. That's a really big one. And it just hit me like he was rejected, but he didn't respond how we do with that Adam nature that is always trying to rise up within us. You know, we're hurt when we're rejected. And he was rejected and he wasn't hurt because he had a mission. And he was only doing what, he was just moving in what his Father showed him to do. And that's where he showed the way. That's where he wants us. Anyway, I don't want to preach, but I was so touched by that because that's one of the things that we've learned on Wednesday night. You know, what are the things that have really hurt our hearts, and how can we get away from that? And I believe what he's showing is things that we never even thought about that move us to actions that we don't like, why am I doing this? And so God is really, really doing quite a thing, quite a number on us in healing our hearts. But I just want to let you know that a new study will begin like the first Wednesday of September. Linda will be teaching. I asked her if she knew what it was. She says no, because she's going to wait till she hears from the Lord. So whatever it is, it'll be good because it'll be coming from the Lord.
Amen.
So thank you.
Amen. A couple things for you to be aware of and be praying for. Eddie, about a week ago, he came out of his fifth wheeler where he lives, and he fell straight back on his bottom on the steps. And it really, really... is one of those shakers, you know, really, he really felt that, and he had some discomfort from that, and he went and I believe he was scheduled for a CAT scan. Linda, what's the latest on that? I know he had an X-ray, and the X-ray didn't show anything. Then they called him back, said, hey, we see something.
There was something that they saw, so but it involved a disc. So
he hadn't had that CAT scan yet, though.
I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't talked to him the last couple of days, so he was. They wanted to bring him back for a CAT scan, and you know, if you impact something like that, if you fall directly, all your weight straight down on your backside that way, it can really do a number on you. So be praying for him. We have been. And Francis was sharing with me that Helen had asked us to pray for Judy, her daughter, because of some problems, complications she's having. And I don't know if she's still in the hospital or not.
I don't know. I've called her two or three times, couple times. She responded to one, but she didn't respond to the other one, so I don't know. But not a which one. She's probably in the hospital. It's called Helen.
Yeah. Okay.
So I don't know anymore.
And Franny is still going to be looking at her results.
I got a test tomorrow.
Yeah, okay, good.
I'm thanking the Lord for I had the colonoscopy and the endoscopy. And they found nothing wrong, but there is something wrong because I don't know if I'm still losing blood, but it hadn't built back up. So I swallowed a camera for them to do the small intestine.
Mm-hmm.
And it was it took pictures for 8 hours, but I haven't heard anything, any results from it, so I'll let y'all know as soon as I know something.
When they're done with you, is there any way I can I have that camera? I could use it?
Video.
I hate to show it.
Put that video on YouTube.
Oh, Mary. Good to see you. Welcome home. Oh, praise the Lord. Good to see you guys. Yeah, we missed her.
It's been a whirlwind.
God bless you. It's good to see you. I was going to ask Christy and Mike about you.
And Mike's been great. He's been bringing Christy. It's been awesome. Really good to see Mike. So good morning to you and welcome home. She'd been all around the world and back again. So praise the Lord. Franny, for your report.
Amen.
And anyone else, this past week, anybody have a testimony you'd like to share this morning as we get started? I think that it would be safe to say that you have had your share of opportunities to look to the Lord or look elsewhere. I know that's true for all of us.